Hello friends, this is Chinmay Kamath and I will be starting this particular lecture series on social media marketing. Now, social media marketing is a very interesting topic and is one of the contemporary subjects that we will be studying. I'm sure many of us are already acquainted with this particular topic of social media. We have a very good understanding of social media because we experience it on a day-to-day basis. Well, who doesn't know Facebook? Who doesn't know WhatsApp? Who doesn't know Instagram? We are all a part of this particular fabric of social media. To talk about this particular subject specifically, we are not just looking at social media, but we are looking at how to devise strategies and approaches to market on this particular medium and how to take advantage as well as benefit through the social media marketing mechanism. So, as a writer of this particular book, it has been my endeavor to bring to you all the pragmatic elements, all the practicalities of this particular topic. And of course, along with a wide range of topics, there is also a good amount of in-depth discussion that is going to follow through this particular video series. Well, what we're going to do now is we are going to look at the first chapter, have a discussion about the first chapter, which is the introduction to social media marketing. Well, as is with any other subject that you are studying currently in your curriculum or syllabus, social media marketing also needs a brief introduction before we look into the nuts and bolts of this particular subject. Now, when we recollect images of social media, we come across groups found in Facebook. We might recollect our own profile that has been created on LinkedIn. We might also be looking at certain tweets on Twitter, and the list is endless. So it is as disparate as somebody who's been on Orkut, that is not operational today, to the most contemporary ones, the latest ones like Snapchat and Instagram, which are in vogue, where the young population, we can call them as Generation Z or Generation X, Generation Y, they are, you know, frequently hanging out. So today's marketers, and many of you might be in this faculty, in this particular stream, might look upon social media as a good opportunity to market your products or services. Now, social media marketing is a good complement, I would say, to the contemporary marketing techniques today, which fall under the traditional mediums as well as email based campaigns which exist today. So today we don't have a dearth of marketing mechanisms or marketing channels. There is a wide berth, I would say, or a wide variety of marketing channels, and social media marketing is now coming to the fore, or is one of the primary ones. So a good detailed discussion is going to follow with regards to this particular topic and this chapter. Well, as is customary, we shall look at the objectives or what we have in store in this chapter. This also forms a kind of an outline for you to understand what we are going to look at in this introductory chapter of ours. All right, so what we'll be doing is there will be an introduction to certain concepts related to social media and certain marketing channels that are available on this particular platform. So what I would do is I would make you understand certain elements. Now, for the people already possessing the knowledge of these channels and mediums, it would be kind of a reinforcement or a reiteration of these concepts. The next thing that we are looking at is to develop an understanding of the need for the social media. So for any sort of marketing or any sort of effort that we do in the business world today, we need to identify why this particular thing is being done, and social media is no different. So what may be the underlying requirements behind conducting certain amount of research, certain amount of qualitative analysis, certain amount of feedback gathering, information gathering, and then going about with the endeavor of marketing on the diverse platforms of the social media. So we will also discuss this in this particular chapter. What follows next is to understand the most appropriate manner or the correct way of marketing done by successful brands. So hereby we look at certain brands who have already excelled or who are constantly excelling in the social media world. They have made a mark also on the traditional way marketing is done, as well as on the social media front. So there has been a lot of successful brands. When we talk about successful brands, currently brands like Nike in apparels or shoes, brands like Apple in the world of electronics, that is the iPhone, the iPad, also brands other than electronics. So these particular brands and services are using this particular medium to come out as winners, to gather more business along with their traditional brick and mortar businesses. So friends, social media actually has become a complement for some, and for some the sole channel of creating business on the internet. So brands, as you may know, like Amazon, who use the internet primarily for marketing their services, are also heavily using social media channels. The next thing that we shall look at is, in detail, we will look at the benefits that are derived. Now, any brand to market successfully, there should be a wide number of benefits available for them. Now, if benefits are not available, then they will not market on this medium. So, hence, we are going to look at and discover jointly the benefits that are there through this particular type of marketing. So, what we have done now is we've just, in a very brief manner looked at the objectives that are there for this particular chapter. And now we shall start our discussions. We have a few introductory slides to follow these particular objectives. And then we shall, look at these objectives in detail one by one. So, many of you are aware of these concepts. For many of you, these may be new, as is my experience. But the novices as well as the experienced people both stand to gain from this introductory chapter as well as this set of introductory slides. Well, we all know what social media is. It's basically an online platform where people from different backgrounds come together. Now, let's take and work with a small example. Let's take the example of LinkedIn. Now, majority of you are present, what I presume, on LinkedIn. As I am, I connect, you can see my profile on LinkedIn if you go there. So, we are all professionals who are diversely connected with other people throughout India, maybe, if you're residing here in India. Also, across the globe. So, I have connections who are diversely spread across the globe, people from different nationalities. So, that's one primary example when we say that, it's a connecting medium for people from diverse backgrounds, different countries, different jobs. Okay, so the demographics differ for people and they interact well. Now, the same goes, now let's move away from LinkedIn. We will move to Facebook. Same goes for Facebook. We have people who are friends, our acquaintances. They may be our relatives. Okay, even parents and children are friends on Facebook. Well, now social media is the way forward, and it is a way if companies, they need to discover ways, methods. They are constantly doing it to provide solutions to problems of people, problems of the society. And in this manner, if they do it, they will get a much higher awareness of the brand because people are more likely to share information. If you notice today, in the different industries, for example, if we take cosmetics, so the cosmetics world constantly advertises on the various channels of social media. You see continuous tweets from celebrities endorsing a product. You see advertisements on Facebook and advertisements on the various other channels where people endorse certain products. They give out information about the benefits, and hence social media brings people close. It automatically generates a kind of a clientele or a customer base for that brand. And in this manner, you know, this helps the brand to market their products on these channels. Well, in this way, these particular platforms that we know, they actually go ahead and help the process. They actually bring the process in a better manner. They facilitate, I would say is the right word, they facilitate the process of sharing information to a large number of people instantaneously. Now, many of us have you know, read posts. Now, the most recent thing that is happening on social media is the 2019 elections. If you see, for the elections, I am not deeply into politics, but if you see, even the social media is not left behind. There are people from different parties possessing different views who are trying to use this as a, I would say, channel or a medium to endorse their views and make their political campaigns a success. Surprisingly, most of the people who are putting information on the social media are not directly related to the political parties. So if you see, this has become a medium for people to bring other people together, to provide a kind of a cognizance to their views through the social media channels and the platform. So that's where social media comes in handy, as it connects a large number of people together. Well, businesses are no different. We've talked about how people are endorsing their views, their ideologies. Now, large businesses, whether it's a BMW in the automobile sector, to Lakme in the cosmetics sector, to Samsung in the electronics sector, all businesses are heavily involved in this marketing. So for the last about 5 odd years, 6 odd years, social media has transformed from just being a fun medium to a medium where the brands, large and small, are taking it pretty seriously. In fact, in a subsequent chapter, we shall also see how individuals and local brands, brands based out of a Mumbai, brands based out of a Pune, brands based out of Bangalore, Kolkata, Delhi, how they are actually using social media to generate business. So, if we were to say in a very small, nutshell, I would say, this is a process of building the brand awareness and value through its diverse channels spread online. So that's very important, where value is being built constantly. Value is being built through the process, and social media is inherently helping this particular process. Well, various studies have been conducted across the globe now, since social media is becoming so important. So what people want to do is they want to maximize through surveys, through research, through studies about the emerging potential. And as we know, needless to say, there is already a huge potential, a tremendous potential for this particular platform. There is already, you can say, a lot of things which are happening in terms of technology, as we shall explore in the subsequent chapters. So there is, you know, a talk about how do we raise more revenues about going about through the particular social media channels. So people are constantly researching upon this. This forms for a lot of interesting discussions which will follow when we are going to look at some of the forthcoming technologies which are going to stay in conjunction with social media that we will be looking at. Well, social media is also, as we know, a combination of sociology and technology. So sociology, if I were to explain in simple words, is nothing but how we are interacting, how we are forming social interactions. Okay, and we need a technological or an infrastructural base for this particular, for these social interactions to happen amongst people. So if there's no base, like 50 years ago, people were still social, but they did not have a technological or a virtual base. So what we used to do is we used to write letters to each other, we used to send a telegram to each other, or probably we used to book a trunk call or a telephone call in order to connect. Or it was limited to a small geographical area where physical interactions happened. Now we are no longer, I would say, limited to that, because the technology, the infrastructure has created a kind of a base for social interactions to form, and thus social media is popular or highly successful. So thus what's happened is one to many conversations have been converted into many to many conversations happening at the same time. So for example, if you are on a group which has been created in WhatsApp, many people are chatting at the same time. So if you have something on the agenda, any simple thing that you have, many people can interact at the same time. Now what this leads to is something pretty interesting. It leads to the democratization of information. Now what do I mean by democratization of information is that information is no longer the domain of certain companies only. They cannot restrict the flow of information. Today, if you write a review about a certain airlines, like there have been cases in the past that the crew was rude on that particular airlines, if you share a video or a photo, immediate action will be taken. Now the airlines, just as an example, the airlines cannot go ahead and stop any user. For example, if there has been some sort of a kind of a mishandling of a customer on by the ground staff of an airlines, and some other person who is a total stranger to the person who's this particular thing has happened. So the person who's a stranger can shoot a video, send it instantaneously, and this particular video can become viral. With the share feature, if the video is being shared on Facebook, it can automatically be picked up and put on YouTube. It can be picked up and put on WhatsApp and the other mediums. So data or information cannot be hidden or concealed. It has been freed or democratized. Thus transforming people from content readers into publishers. So we are not just static readers of content. We are free to comment on the content. We are free to modify the content. And we are free, after modifying and adding our own version, to share the content with the other people on the social media. So this has become a very radical or a revolutionary form of sharing information with people. So now we move out of the introductory set of slides, and as mentioned in the objectives, we are going to look at what is really the need. So what is the actual need we shall understand before we move into the other elements of social media. So many of us do understand this particular part. We do understand why social media exists. Let's shed some light to simplify the process to make it more robust. Well, social media basically does something very important. It facilitates the word of mouth marketing. So this is very important. Now, as in case of any service or product available to us at our disposal today, we can either certify the product as credible by writing about it on a qualitative or rating it, or we can, inform others not to go by the product. Now, the people who purchase products can easily sieve through the ratings and the qualitative feedback before buying a certain product. Whether it's a holiday resort that you're looking at, whether it's a piece of apparel that you're looking at, whether you are looking at, going and purchasing something from the consumer electronics field, everything is subject to the word of mouth. Now, word of mouth it's like a wildfire. It spreads and spreads throughout the world. So this is not limited to a certain geographical location. It can spread across the globe, and people can actually avail of this information and make a sensible decision before purchasing any product or service which is available online. So this is the importance of word of mouth, where we can become cautious buyers and we can make educated decisions, thus making our purchasing quick and easy, and we have positive experiences. So if the experience is positive, we can always speak about it If it's negative, we can always provide insights and inform our friends not to purchase those products. Thus, you know, what we need to do in order to make this particular process a seamless one is to create a strategic and open, social media plan. So if now what we are going to do in this subject is we are going to look at how to market the products and services from the eyes of a brand. So let us consider ourselves as a particular brand who is trying to create, who's trying to conceive strategies and plans as related to the social media world. So when we are doing so, okay, we need to understand how we influence, okay, the changing consumers, and how do we convert the prospects into advocates, okay, prospects into customers who are loyal to us for a long term, who advocate our products and services through word of mouth. A case in point over here is the wonderful service which is provided by the Marriott chain of hotels. Now, in a recent training and development endeavor or enterprise that I was conducting, I was in the Pune Marriott's. Okay, this was a Courtyard Marriott in one particular locality, and the service provided was absolutely fantastic. It was par excellence. It was really good, and they never really coaxed us into giving a good feedback. But after 3 days of receiving really good service, we ourselves felt the need to spread about this particular hotel's reputation. As we all know, Marriott's is very famous by itself, but then we also added in to its particular popularity. So brands can be made or brands can be broken with the consumer's voice, which is the word of mouth marketing. So now companies should ideally benefit or take advantage of such tools, and thus it will give them, when it comes to connecting. So thus these particular, there are several tools, there are several methods which the companies should actually benefit to if they use social media marketing wisely. Now, some of these measures we shall take a look in our subsequent chapters. So you will develop a robust understanding of how this particular process happens. So in continuation with this particular topic, with the volume of competition that businesses face in the world of marketing, it's never been more important to stand out and develop a unique identity and value proposition. Now, when I speak about value proposition and uniqueness, a lot of brands come to our mind who have actually set themselves apart in this particular world. Now, there are brands who go ahead and try to retain this particular uniqueness. One particular brand which we shall repeatedly discuss is the Apple brand. With their particular products, whether it's a smartwatch that they have, whether it's their laptop range, whether it's even their music series or even the kind of phones that they possess. So all have that unique flavor, and they know how to exploit the brick and mortar business as well as the social media business to develop this further. So there are a few other brands, including small brands and individuals, who have developed a distinct flavor of theirs, and they are making the most out of social media. So this will come as a part of our subsequent discussions. So they have leveraged the social media very well, and they've used it as a vehicle to forward their endeavors. Thus, what's happening is there are certain benefits and advantages. People come close to their own brands. The brands suddenly seem very approachable. Many a times interactions happen in the real time. Queries are also handled in the real time for the customers. Give a certain example here, a very powerful one. I remember just a year back being a member of the Club Mahindra series of resorts. I was just, about to take a trip, and I was in that particular part of India. I was looking at the reviews because there are 3-4 resorts in the similar location. So these reviews helped a lot, and these reviews made us understand which resort is really worth spending your money at. And there were a few complaints about the resorts that we were looking at, but they were really resolved in the real time by the management. So this is the kind of interaction time that we get. Okay, and this is the quick, I would say, resolution in the real time that social media brings in. And this particular thing is visible across to all the people. Thus, these platforms are viewed as new and constantly evolving for today's brands. So, brands are making most out of them. This is important because it simultaneously makes them easier and more accessible, as I gave you an example. So, there are many people who have now started developing a trust in the credibility of the brands, and the brands seem more familiar because of their response time. Well, now what we'll do is, in this particular slide and the subsequent slide, we are looking at how sharing has become the essential component of the social media. Okay, so we have had a very brief, a minuscule discussion about what sharing is. We have seen how the democratization of information and data has happened because of social media. Now we'll look at certain critical components to understand it in a better fashion. Well, the very first thing is that we know is people are being connected, not just in a small locality or not just in a limited geography, but across the globe. Second thing is we've already discussed this, and certain things are being repetitive for better understanding. The browsers are turning into the producers or creators of media. So people are creating videos and putting it online. People are creating posts. People are modifying other people's posts, and so on and so forth. It is also becoming a platform for creating relationships for personal and professional use. A very good example here is I created my profile on LinkedIn in the year 2012 when I had just begun my own company related to training and development, as well as I was doing high-end consulting for training and development. I still remember those formative years were quite difficult. Okay, the inception was quite difficult. But at that time, there were a few organizations who found the profile on LinkedIn, and we were able to forge a professional relationship. Now, needless to say, on Facebook, we have forged a lot of personal relationships. We are friends with people. We keep liking their posts. We keep commenting. We keep wishing birthdays. So even these people have moved somewhere else, we do that. So in the next slide also, we continue to look at certain critical components that we have discussed in the first slide before this. Brands are also involved, you know, they are involved in creating certain personal accounts. So brands are interacting with people as individuals to make their presence more effective. User-based controls of the message, we've already discussed this particular element. Building organic relationships within the organization using social media. So there are a lot of relationships which are being built by using this mechanism. Reaching out to the end consumers also using social media. So earlier it was quite difficult before the advent of social media to reach the people and get a real-time response. Nowadays with social media, people can in fact give a resolution to the complaints which have been put on social media. People, the brands can give a justification. They can also provide an apology online if something amiss has happened on their particular part. So these are certain ways in which sharing happens on social media and has thus become an essential component. Okay, what else do we have here? So social media is people connecting with others. So this we have discussed. We'll just quickly, go through this particular slide. So it's critical for brands to learn to network with its customers in order to promote their essence. So no brand can act in isolation today if they have to spread their wings, if they have to spread, their particular presence. They have to use social media. If you're not on social media, then you're not really a part of the marketing game today. So social media helps each person, needless to say, to connect with several others across the globe. So as I said, and I keep repeating, social media is not limited to geography. it can spread across regions. Like if it's India, it can spread to the various states. Okay, or it can also have a global presence. Now, this particular point, which we had slightly, you know, discussed or enlisted, that the browsers are turning into producers. So browsers are not only consumers on media, but also spread. They also spread vital information for brands. So what happens is nowadays brands do not need their marketing people only to spread information because it does not seem credible. But it helps if they have certain advocates. For example, when I graduated, when I, you know, passed out of Bellinkers as an alumni through the distance learning DLP cell way back in, you know, early 2000s, I found Bellinkers to be a very good institute in terms of the support that they gave, in terms of the curriculum that they had. So immediately I started, you know, advocating this particular brand. I spoke about it to my colleagues in my organization that I worked for. And thus, a lot of people actually opted for this particular institute. So if the brand is doing well nowadays on social media, it will automatically, you know, gain a kind of a momentum with the help of the brand advocates. And this makes the brand more credible and more purchases happen for the products and services of that brand. It's also a platform for creating relationships for personal and professional use. We've discussed this through the means of an example. Let's look at a bit of theory on this. So for brands, social media is about creating more of personal relationships with end consumers to build a network around a service or a product. So many a times, to cite another example, people are addressed through their first name, through their user handle, by the, you know, people who are looking at the backend or providing support to that brand. So by using the people's name, they give a more personal touch to the resolution while, you know, resolving the queries of that particular brand. We also opt to stay away from brands that are termed fishy or fraudulent, okay, by other people. So many of the people are today marketing on social media. They need to be careful not to possess a bad name, okay? Otherwise, they will lose their credibility. So if a product or a brand, okay, does not have a good rating on social media, it can be assured that sale will not happen, that it will not grow. So in order to grow, you need to be careful with every instance and you need to give the best of customer service and customer delight. Hence, choices depend strongly on how other people feel about your brand, what is their kind of opinion about your brand or service. So if the opinion, if it's, you know, they consider your brand as credible, if the opinion is good, if the rating is high, you have a higher chance of thriving on this medium. If it is low, if it is poor, then you can rest assured that the brand is not going to make any headway in the future. Now, with the next topic that we had, which we had enlisted as a critical factor, we will begin discussions for the same. So brands involved in creating personal accounts is what we are discussing here. Well, many people that are marketing on this particular, you know, the platforms, the various platforms, they have a trend of using a conversational tone. In fact, this resonates well with what I just said about people using other people's first names or their user handles to interact. Now, these people are indeed the brand managers of that particular product or service, and thus this creates something which is known as a conversational tone. So the tone, although now we generally associate tone, as you may know, with the voice, with the vocal elements, but here a tone represents the kind of words or the kind of verbiage which is being written on those particular, you know, windows or on those particular social media panels. So, you know, for example, let's say if a person has had a rash on their face, if a lady has had a rash on their face using a new product of Lakme or a sunscreen from Lakme, and if she writes into Lakme, the product manager would, you know, put a conversational tone saying, "Hey, Tina," if the person's name is Tina, "Hey, Tina, we really regret, you know, what has happened because of the product. In fact, we would like to know more from you about what really caused this. We would also request, you know, or send you another particular sample also. So if you notice, this is a kind of a conversation. So Tina would, as a customer, respond. So this would happen back and forth until the issue is resolved. So it looks more as if a person is representing the particular brand. Many a times the person identify themselves as well. Like if it's, you know, a Rita who's interacting with a Tina. So Tina being the customer, end customer, Rita being the person who is handling this particular account on behalf of Lakme. Of course, this is a hypothetical case which I mentioned. So it is observed that automated accounts or accounts that are updated with a stream of links do not produce the same results. So if it's like admin, or if it's like, you know, management, it does not produce the same results as the first name or a user handle of a person who is interacting with the end user. Now, many of us, needless to say, have witnessed these being now social media being there in our lives for almost a good 11-12 years. I remember when I had opened an account with Facebook, that was in the year 2008. So it's been 11 years that I have been on Facebook, which is pretty long. So most of us have, had this kind of an experience. The next thing that we will be looking at is the user-based control of the message. Very important. Well, since, you know, information, as we've mentioned, is openly shared through various channels of this network, this medium, brands must realize that once their message is out, either through them or through users, they no longer have control. So, of course, if they have, set out a message, so if they've sent this out, they don't have control anymore, because now it's free for commenting. So people might want to comment in on a positive note, or they might have some kind of, you know, negativity attached, but it is no longer in control of that specific brand. Brands can't even control where the message starts. That's where I was just, you know, mentioning. Now a user can actually create a video. For example, one famous video which happened of one of the online retailers a few years back was, there were soaps being inserted into iPhone packets. Okay, the iPhones that are being sold through the retailers. Now we have major retailers like Flipkart and, you know, eBay and Jabong and Amazon. So there was a specific case which came in the limelight a few years ago. In fact, this was a user-made video which was posted on YouTube, where the user is very happy on receiving an iPhone. Okay, this was an earlier version, maybe iPhone 3 or 4, which they procured from an e-retailer. They were very happy. They were very enthusiastic. So, the actual process of unboxing the iPhone was being done by one of the end users. The actual owner who had purchased it was unboxing. And to everybody's dismay, what happened is they found a soap which was there instead of the iPhone. So this particular thing went out to the e-retailer. This, the source of the message was not the e-retailer or Apple. It was the end user, in fact. So this brand, the brands in question, did not even create the message, or the originality, the source of origin was not theirs. So user did create this, and they did not have any direct relationship with the company. So this can also happen. Now the next thing that we are looking at as a part of our critical components when we are understanding the need is building, that of building of organic relationships within organizations using social media. Now what is the meaning of organic? To make it simple, it is nothing but natural progressive relationships that grow over a period of time. They are nurtured over a period of time. Well, in this context, social media is also a very useful, a very robust method for collaborating quickly and being independent of location. So today, many organizations are using this to, you know, facilitate better relationships between remote sites that they are operating out of. The people are possessing better relationships with each other. They understand the people in other locations. A case in point, I was recently training for an IT company which had locations in Pune, Bangalore, and Ahmedabad. And when the training happened in Pune, people from Ahmedabad, some of them from Bangalore, came to attend. And they, although had not met frequently, were very good with each other. Their rapport was good. Their understanding was good. The reason being they were constantly interacting through virtual mediums, through the social media. The benefits of using thus the social media, okay, they are beyond the usage and they mainly revolve around costs. So this factor will come across in one of the next chapters. Many of the typical social media tools have closed network business solution counterparts, and these can be used as useful and robust tools. The next point is reaching out to end consumers using social media. We've discussed a lot about this. Let's quickly browse through this. So as social media has become conventional meaning that it's become mainstream now, everybody has an account on majority of the popular platforms. The brands now, to remain novel, have to find new techniques on a daily basis. And this has resulted in creation of many ways, many methods to use the social media to connect with end customers. So today there are interactive videos, there are reviews. Okay, you will get a kind of marketing done on Snapchat or even on through the media of WhatsApp. So somebody you might know or a hotel you might know might capture your number and send you a nice flash about, you know, that they have a certain food festival. And this all can happen in real time through the medium of WhatsApp. So all these functions for connecting, they basically fall under three main functions. One is the public relations and marketing, the sales and the customer service.